Now look at part four. This part consists of two tasks. You'll hear five people talking about taking part in a long-distance cycling event. Look at task one. Choose from the list the reason each speaker gives for taking part in the event. Now look at task two. Choose from the list what problem each speaker had with the event. While you listen, you must complete both tasks. You now have 45 seconds to look at part four. Speaker 1.
When my partner suggested doing this charity ride, I didn't exactly jump at the chance. My father, a keen cyclist, taught me to ride when I was 7 and I hated it. But my girlfriend kept on at me, so I agreed for the sake of keeping the peace and we began a training programme. It really brought us together. The only trouble on the day was down to my stubborn refusal to wear Lycra. 100 kilometres is a long way and it would have been more comfortable had I been properly kitted out. But we finished the ride successfully, despite nearly running into the back of a bus.
Speaker 2.
My work colleagues are enthusiastic cyclists. They do this event every year and they encourage me to sign up for it. Everyone puts in £20 towards a weekend away and whichever of us finish first gets to go on it. Well, they did need to ask me twice. I got my old bike out and started training. It hurt more than I expected, to be honest, but when the big day came, that wasn't the problem. There was some mix-up with the online registration, though, and I nearly wasn't allowed to start. It was sorted eventually, and I'm glad to say me and my old bike finished in one piece. Totally tired out but happy, even though I didn't win.
Speaker 3.
It's a charity event, first and foremost, so I should be happy that it's become so popular. But I think it's too big for its own good now. I used to love it when it was just a few hundred enthusiasts. There was a sense of common purpose, and everyone knew what they were doing. But there's a lot of inexperienced cyclists now, and they're, frankly, a danger. Slamming on brakes, wobbling around while trying to eat something. Half of them don't even give their bikes a once-over with a wrench before leaving. I only do it to keep my dad company. He hasn't missed a year since it started, which is quite an achievement.
Speaker 4.
I'll make sure I'm better prepared next time, that's for sure. Not that I wasn't fit, I'd started training well in advance, carefully calculated to achieve peak fitness and time for the event. And I got plenty of sponsors too, which was the whole point after all. No, I just didn't make things easy for myself on the day by forgetting basic things like an energy bar and filling both water bottles. The organisers had a few checkpoints along the way where you could refuel, so I had to keep stopping and finished at a slower time than I'd hoped. That hurt. Still, Mum and Dad are proud, of course.
Speaker 5.
This guy at work talked me into it. He's even less fit than I am, but he'd promised his uncle he'd do this ride, and I think he just wanted someone to train with. I thought it would do him some good, me too, probably, so I agreed. We get on well, so I figured it would be fun. My first mistake. My second was thinking it would be easy. We had all the gear, Lycra, goggles, trendy helmets, which looked a bit out of place on our rusty old bikes. Our training sessions never lasted long, and it turned out they were totally inadequate. We were so out of shape we barely made it to the finish.
Now you'll hear part four again. Speaker one.
When my partner suggested doing this charity ride, I didn't exactly jump at the chance. My father, a keen cyclist, taught me to ride when I was 7, and I hated it. But my girlfriend kept on at me, so I agreed for the sake of keeping the peace, and we began a training programme. It really brought us together. The only trouble on the day was down to my stubborn refusal to wear Lycra. 100 kilometres is a long way, and it would have been more comfortable had I been properly kitted out. But we finished the ride successfully, despite nearly running into the back of a bus.
Speaker 2.
My work colleagues are enthusiastic cyclists. They do this event every year and they encourage me to sign up for it. Everyone puts in £20 towards a weekend away and whichever of us finish first gets to go on it. Well, they did need to ask me twice. I got my old bike out and started training. It hurt more than I expected, to be honest, but when the big day came, that wasn't the problem. There was some mix-up with the online registration, though, and I nearly wasn't allowed to start. It was sorted eventually, and I'm glad to say me and my old bike finished in one piece. Totally tired out but happy, even though I didn't win.
Speaker 3.
It's a charity event, first and foremost, so I should be happy that it's become so popular. But I think it's too big for its own good now. I used to love it when it was just a few hundred enthusiasts. There was a sense of common purpose, and everyone knew what they were doing. But there's a lot of inexperienced cyclists now, and they're, frankly, a danger. Slamming on brakes, wobbling around while trying to eat something. Half of them don't even give their bikes a once-over with a wrench before leaving. I only do it to keep my dad company. He hasn't missed a year since it started, which is quite an achievement.
Speaker 4.
I'll make sure I'm better prepared next time, that's for sure. Not that I wasn't fit, I'd started training well in advance, carefully calculated to achieve peak fitness and time for the event. And I got plenty of sponsors too, which was the whole point after all. No, I just didn't make things easy for myself on the day by forgetting basic things like an energy bar and filling both water bottles. The organisers had a few checkpoints along the way where you could refuel, so I had to keep stopping and finished at a slower time than I'd hoped. That hurt. Still, Mum and Dad are proud, of course.
Speaker 5.
This guy at work talked me into it. He's even less fit than I am, but he'd promised his uncle he'd do this ride, and I think he just wanted someone to train with. I thought it would do him some good. Me too, probably. So I agreed. We get on well, so I figured it would be fun. My first mistake. My second was thinking it would be easy. We had all the gear, Lycra, goggles, trendy helmets, which looked a bit out of place on our rusty old bikes. Our training sessions never lasted long, and it turned out they were totally inadequate. We were so out of shape we barely made it to the finish.
That's the end of part 4. You now have 2 minutes to check all your answers. You have 1 more minute left. That's the end.